we do have a reduced capacity for this show, but you know, once we get into June, we can start to welcome everybody back and get back to the old days of packing people in there and enjoying the beautiful summer weather and the sound of the falls and the fireworks. And we're just excited to be able to do this. You know, last year we didn't have any events there at the falls, any fireworks show, so it's good to be back and get this going again. Well, probably the big change, you know, we had some issues with the electrical system last year, so it was, it was the original electrical system, and it actually failed in the middle of last summer. So, you know, if there was ever a time for that to happen, that was a good time, because we couldn't do much with the vents last summer. It was right before the 4th of July, but that's all been replaced. So, you know, that's something that people would notice by looking, but we're excited to have that repaired and ready to go for decades to come.
Hey, Kyle, is there a website people can go to find out information about what's going on at Cascades?
Yeah, you know, our complete schedule is available at jacksoncountyparks.org, but we also do quite a bit on our Cascades Park Facebook page.